get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today, we're going to talk about the state of the WordPress page builder. Now, if you've listened to this podcast, you know that Tim and I are huge Divi fans. We own two of the top, you know, third-party product creators for the Divi theme by Elegant Themes. We were some of the OGs in that space. It's a very crowded space now, as everybody else has kind of followed our lead and gotten into this space, realizing the power of Divi and stuff. So, but we're not giving it away yet. We might be, you know, we've been away for a year and a half. We may have changed our minds, right, Tim?
We may have, but we didn't. No, we are still very much Divi people. As David mentioned, we have businesses built around Divi, creating Divi products. And David and I separately have two of the most popular Divi product companies, as David mentioned. But not to say that we are against other page builders, because there are some other amazing products. And the page builder race is very competitive. And you know, the major players all have great products out there. So it really comes down to preference. You know, if someone comes up to me and says, oh, I use Beaver Builder, or I use Elementor, or I use Oxygen, I'm not going to tell them that they're stupid. I'm going to say, yeah, that's a great product.
Why not? I think you should, Tim.
I personally prefer Divi, and it's not, for me, it is the preference thing, but there are some other reasons that we'll talk about here in a second. But I just want to get it out there that we don't hate on the other builders. David actually has products that work with the other builders and so forth. So I will say that there are things that people didn't like about Divi. For example, Divi being super powerful and a lot of features, it did have some bloat previously. Now, thanks to a big performance overhaul they did last year, Divi is now the fastest page builder if you compare them, you know, out of the box to the other builders, because of their dynamic asset framework that they built in. And so Divi is now super fast, which didn't used to be the case.
We call that DAF. That's DAF for short.
Yes.
Dynamic Asset Framework.
Exactly. So thanks to the DAF, Divi is fast. So that would be something that Divi haters would say is, oh, Divi's bloated. Well, no, it's not anymore. So you can't use that excuse if you don't like Divi.
That's right. And the OG, even the OG WordPress, you know, people that are purist, I'll call them purist, you know, they do not use themes and page builders and stuff because they want to build everything from scratch. Even those guys have come a long ways and around the bend because page builders aren't going anywhere, and they're just so easy for the end user to use. And when you think about it, you know, the majority of people that are building websites on the internet are not hiring agencies to build said websites. They don't need to have programmers and stuff. They just need simple websites that can either share their knowledge, whether it's a hobby or an educational resource or just something fun that they're doing, or small businesses, you know. So, and page builders allow you to do that. It's just so easy. They come with so many free, and it doesn't matter, like Tim said, Divi or Beaver Builder, Elementor, they all have these. They've got free templates, thousands, if not tens of thousands of free, you know, pre-designed things that are geared towards, I don't care what your niche is, there's probably been somebody that's built a free asset for it that you can just plug into one of these page builders and go, you know, just replace the copy, replace some images, and you've got a beautiful website up in a matter of minutes. In fact, last year, part of my, I decided to dip my toe in the YouTube waters, and created the Digital Buddha YouTube channel because I'm really passionate about people owning their own digital real estate, and I think it's important for the future. I think it's going to be as equally important as owning real land in the real world. Owning digital real estate is going to be really important in the form of your website. And, you know, I think I installed an entire e-commerce website in one of those videos from start to finish, up and running, beautiful, in 7 minutes, you know. I mean, that's the power of a page builder, you know. It's like, boom, holy cow. And then you can go in and, you know, add to it, edit, modify. So I think the state of the WordPress page builder is, it's killed all other themes, in my opinion. Or do people even buy regular one-off themes anymore, Tim, that aren't page builders?
Not. I mean, I'm sure there are some, but not like it was, you know, 10 years ago.
5 years ago, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So a couple reasons that we recommend Divi. Not only have we been using Divi, and so we're very familiar with it, but Divi is constantly evolving, right? So I mentioned they did a huge performance overhaul. That was their first performance overhaul. They have another performance overhaul planned sometime this year, which will get away from the short code based builder that it is and be a more modern HTML5, you know, kind of more of a block based type of thing. But still, it's still going to look like Divi. It's just more of a back end thing. And that will speed up the performance as well. So Divi is constantly evolving. So that's a huge thing. Now, all of them are adding new features and stuff like that. But what I like about Elegant Themes, they're the creators of Divi, in case you're not familiar, is they're a bootstrapped company, right? So Nick Roach, the owner, he is the only owner. There is no venture capital companies behind the business that are, you know, trying to persuade the direction of the company. So Nick Roach is only responsible to customers, not to investors. That is not the case for some of the other page builders, such as Elementor. They've had a lot of money poured into it, which can help with their growth, but you also see things that are not super great for customers. For example, they did several big pricing hikes over the last couple of years that customers weren't stoked about. And so those are the types of things you see when a company gets venture capital poured into it. The same thing with WP Engine. It's like WP Engine had a several huge rounds of venture funds, and then big pricing hikes came after it because investors want to see a return. So they're demanding things. And so Divi is independent. It's not owned by venture capitalists. And so they're able to keep their prices low to satisfy their customers and let customers decide the future of the business, not investors.
Absolutely. That's a great, great, great point. Because you know what? Investors want their money. Tim said it. They want their money, and they want a return on that. So, I mean, we could talk all day long about the state of the page builders, you know, the movement to React and front-end development. I mean, do people even build websites on the back end anymore? I don't even know. I mean, front-end development is so advanced now, and you know, the ability to create on the fly, you know, is just amazing, you know, today in this day and age. So, I think the future for the page builders are brighter and brighter and brighter, and they're not going anywhere, obviously. Divi launched in December of 2013. We are now sitting in March of 2022, and it's still blowing every other WordPress theme out of the water. So I think that's a good sign. 9 years down the road and still going strong. So
it's incredible. Yeah.
Absolutely. All right. Tim, we good?
We are good.
Tomorrow we've got another great topic, how to build a brand as a web design freelancer or an agency. Tim, until then.
Take care.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.